I want you to take your Bibles this morning and turn to Proverbs, if you would please, the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 16. In a special way, I want all the ladies and moms to listen to me today. I would not call this specifically a Mother's Day sermon, but I'm going to talk in a little while. I'm going to talk to you about a decision that Eve made, and the whole sermon. And I'm talking about the Eve from the book of Genesis, Eve and Adam. You'll hear it applied in just a little while. But I want you to stand with me, Proverbs chapter 16. And I want you to listen to the truth. I want you to listen to the concept. Look back at me, if you will, for just a second. There are sometimes you preach something and you just know that it is what I would call a core life philosophy. If you'll listen today, you'll walk away from here understanding something about wrong and sin that you've never understood before. I promise you. I promise you. And I hope you'll never forget it. I hope you will never forget the truth and the application that I want to share with you this morning. I was talking to one of our folks earlier today, and they said, "Preacher, thank you for making it so that we understand it. It's real." Today, the reality of one of the devil's devices, I think for some of you, you're going to say, "Well, that makes total sense." Yeah, and it always has. We just want to tell on him today. And so, Proverbs chapter 16, look at verse number 16. I'm going to read out loud. You can follow along silently, and we're looking to get to verse 18, so give extra attention to verse 18. Proverbs 16:16 says, "How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? And to get understanding, rather, to be chosen than silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way perverteth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth the matter wisely shall find good." Let's stop right there. Verse number 18, it says, "Pride goeth before destruction." Pride goeth before destruction. We hear it said, we talk about it. I'll show you something about that verse, and I'll take the next 35, 45, 55, 65, 75, 85 minutes, or whatever it takes to get that through your thick skull. Okay, it's not the weak preaching, it's a weak receiving that we're struggling with here. And let me pray for us. Father, bless us with thy presence. In a unique way, I need something special from you. I pray, God, that the truth that I share this morning would transform someone's thinking so that they might have victory in their life and that the devil won't. Bless us. Help us to be spared of interruptions. May people's cell phones be controlled. May their attitudes be controlled. God, even those that may not be interested, might they not frustrate or gather the attention of others by their disinterest. Holy God, help us today with the truth from thy book, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat if you will. You know, I don't think, boys, listen, Satan's goal for your life is not that you end up in some satanic church somewhere. Satanic churches, I don't know if you've ever seen one. I have. My dad ran a bus route in a particular city in Ohio, and while we were out bus calling one Saturday, Dad said, "I'm going to take you by and I'm going to show you a place." And the walls on the inside of this building were all painted black, and the windows were blacked out. The satanic priests wear hooded robes, and they use their satanic Bible, and they make vows to do evil things to people. Actually, the drinking of blood for communion is a part, if you get deep enough into that type of things, whether it be goat's blood or whatever. But you might think, Satan never going to get me to do that. I doubt that he ever would. I agree with you. I was reading a story about a teenage boy. I was up in the area where this happened. A teenage boy in New York wanted to be accepted into a satanic cult, and he was given instructions to kill his mother and to cut her up with a butcher knife and then cut her into small pieces and cook her and drink the broth and Then they were, he was to send the wedding, the ring finger of his mother with her wedding ring on it. That was to be given to the people that were coaxing him into this, and it all had to do with satanic worship. And you say, I'd never do that. Well, I have to tell you something. Satan's goal for your life is not to get you to do something like that. He's not going to get the mass of society to behave like that. When you hear someone preach, don't listen to Satan, or don't follow Satan, or don't do what Satan says, many of you immediately think to yourself that you're not involved in some sort of Satan worship. Now, you're not doing anything disgusting like that. You don't listen to him, and you don't talk to him. You don't converse with the devil. But see, he's smarter than that. Did you know that all that weird stuff, I'm not real sure Satan's totally pleased with all that real weird, weird, nasty stuff, because it kind of blows the horn on him way too loudly, where the mass of people say, I don't do that. He's far slicker than that. I think there are some things that Satan gets credit for that he probably goes, oh, great. That is so stupid. He's smarter than that. Satan uses devices in order to reach the multitudes. And I'm going to show you the steps. The Bible says that pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. I'm going to give you some very simple steps of how Satan destroys and how our pride can become destructive. Number one, Satan wants you to do what you want to do. Satan wants you to do what you want to do. I'm going to read a passage to you. I used it in my Sunday school class this morning. I think many of you probably heard it either quoted or alluded to. It's in Isaiah chapter 14. You don't have to turn to it. I'll read it to you. Isaiah 14 verse 12. It says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Let me explain. The very first step in Satan helping you to mess up your life is that he wants you to do what you want to do. Notice this passage of Scripture that I read to you from Isaiah chapter 14. It is Lucifer. And it is his rebellion when he was in heaven. He rebelled against God, and he said this. He said, I will ascend into heaven. He was exalting himself. He said, I'll exalt my throne. I will sit also on the mount of the congregation. I will ascend above the heights. I will be like the Most High. This is Lucifer's fall from heaven, and notice he kept saying, I will, I will, I will, I will, what I want, what I'm going to do. Me, 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 what I want for myself. Lucifer did not have a devil telling him what to do. You ever thought about that? Lucifer didn't have a Lucifer. What got him in trouble? I, my, mine, what I want, the way I see it, the way I want it. Lucifer had no Lucifer. The devil had no devil. Satan had no Satan to tempt him. The tempter did not have a tempter. You know what he did? What he wanted to do. Ladies, in a special way, listen. If I took the time to read to you from Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, it's the story of Satan coming to tempt Eve in the Garden of Eden. In verse number 5, Satan tempts her and says, hey, if you'll take of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he said, you'll know good and evil. He came and said, you take of this tree and you're going to know good and evil. He was tempting her with knowing good and evil. Now, you know what happened? The Bible in verse number 6 says Eve was not tempted with that. You know what she said? She said, I don't know about that tree, but I can tell you this. Looks like it's good for food. She actually said it'd be pleasant to eat. Satan had not pointed that out to her. If you study the passage of Scripture, Satan comes and says, hey, this will make you like a god. You can know everything if you'll eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And Eve said, well, I don't know about all that, but I'll tell you what, those are shiny apples. They look like they'd taste good. Satan said, do what you want, lady. Do what you want. Just take of the tree. Eat it because it's good for food. Eat it because you like looking at it. Eat it because it'll make you wise. That's what he tried on her. Just do what you want. See, many of us do what we want to do because we want to do it. And there are sometimes we even blame things on the devil. And I think you say, oh, the devil made me do it. I think the devil sometimes says, I had nothing to do with that. You chose that. You were doing what you wanted to do. And the great fall of Satan, when he was Lucifer, if you will, in heaven, he did what he wanted to do. You know, I don't think anybody here says, you know, I think I'll go get drunk for Satan. No, you go get drunk for you. I'll listen to some wicked music for Satan. You don't do that. I don't think you're having a conversation with the devil and said, you know what? I'm going to put this nasty CD in so it can corrupt my mind, and I'm going to do it all to the glory of Satan. You don't do that. You do it because you want to. You watch that wicked DVD because you want to watch that wicked DVD. You do bad things with a boyfriend or a girlfriend with whom you're not married because you wanted to do something bad with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You stole, not because you said, you know, watch this, Satan. I'm stealing this money from my mom's purse. You didn't do it for that reason. You stole the money out of your mom's purse because you wanted to do it. Satan doesn't come to you and say, I want you to get drunk for me. He'd be satisfied if you'd get drunk for you. I think the very first step of Satan's plot to destroy a life is to get you to do what you want to do. You say, why? That's his habit. That's his way. Why did he get cast out of heaven? Because Satan did what Satan wanted to do. I want my way. I want to do what I want. He wants you to do what you want. He wants you to go where you want, look at what you want, say what you want, feel what you want, act the way you want to act, think the way you want to think, take what you take, take it, but do it for you. You want to do what you want to do because you want to do it, and not because you know he wants you to. Hey, y'all remember the old Burger King commercials? Burger King's commercial, they'd say about your hamburger, have it your way. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders, donut. Sorry, Andrew. I'll promote McDonald's again. Andrew's going to own McDonald's someday and remember to tithe, you know, when you own it. But hey, Burger King said, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders, don't upset us. You know why? Burger King wanted you to have your burger your way. And you know what Satan does? He comes to you and says, folks, do what you want. Step number two, when you do what you want, you are then doing what he wants you to do. That's where we started, remember? He said, do what you want. Because when you do what you want to do, you have then stepped into the arena of doing what he wants. And some of you pay attention so you can get this. Some of you desperately need it and you don't even know it. When you do what you want to do, you are then doing what he wants you to do. And that's a second step. Whether or not you're doing it for him, you're doing it and accomplishing his purpose. You know, Satan's easy to get along with because he won't argue with you about which way or which sin. Do whatever you want. His goal is that you set your own goal. His desire is that you fulfill your own desire. His wishes are that you get your wishes. His plan is that you get your plan and follow your plan. Satan's will is your will. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Satan says, you choose, I choose, who cares who chooses, just don't let that God choose. Because Satan hates God. Satan said, I want you to do what you want to do. You just go ahead and let it run loose and you let it get out of control. You just go ahead, you do what you want. And by you doing what you want, Satan said, now you're doing what I want. Because the ultimate goal of Satan is for you to do what you want to do, because he wants you to do anything but what God wants you to do. So step number one, do what you want. Step number two, when you do what you want, Satan said, that's what I wanted. Step number three, he wants you to do anything but what God wants you to do. Anything. Satan did not care when Eve ate the forbidden fruit. Satan did not care why Eve ate the forbidden fruit. Satan did not care how Eve ate the forbidden fruit. Just as long as she did what she wanted to do, so as a result, she didn't do what God wanted her to do. Satan didn't care. You know, you take the story of Jonah. Satan didn't care where Jonah went or how he got there. But you know where God wanted him to go? A place called Nineveh. God wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh. Satan came and said, you know what? Jonah, just go wherever you want to go. Go to Alabama. Go to Australia. Get your rollerblades out. Go by rocket ship. Go anywhere you want. Go to the travel agency. Go to New York. Go to Maine. Go to Germany. Go anywhere you want. Just don't go to Nineveh. Why? Because that's what God wanted. And we live today with Christians. We live in a society where it's me, not me, mine, me, what I want, the way I see it. I'm telling you, it's a terrible thing. It is a terrible, stingy, self-centered life that we live. You see, Satan wants you to do what you want. So then you're doing what he wants, because he wants you to do anything but what God wants. Satan didn't care what Jesus did, just as long as he didn't go to Calvary, because that's what God wanted. Satan's not real particular about what you say, where you go, who you're with, what you do, and when you do it. As long as you don't say what God wants you to say, go where God wants you to go, be with who God wants you to be with, do what God wants you to do. You understand the whole goal here is to take a self-centered, prideful human race, and Satan says, let's all just go do our own thing. You say, I'm not following Satan. Yeah, you're just following your sinful, carnal ways. Satan will stand back and say, run, let her run, baby. You let that mind go and let it do and think whatever it wants to think and do. You go ahead and let that behavior just cut it loose. You're capable. You can do this. You can handle it. You know what you're doing. You're so incredible, as he's patting you on the head and rubbing your ever-living belly and trying to convince you that you got it all together and you're so smart. Just let her run. He's standing back and saying, you're enjoying it, aren't you? You're getting what you want. He said, that's all I wanted. All I wanted is for you to do what you want. Because that will fulfill my purpose, said Satan. Satan doesn't care if you tell a story about Mickey Mouse to your lost friends or a story about Charlie Sheen to your lost friends. Just as long as you don't tell them about Jesus Christ in the old story. Why? That's what God wants. Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. Satan doesn't care if you're busy telling clean jokes to your fellow workers or dirty jokes. As long as you don't work hard for your boss while you're at work. You say, why? Because God wants you to work hard for your boss, according to Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 4. Satan doesn't care if you listen to rock music, rap music, country music, Christian rock music. You know, his ultimate goal is just to make sure you don't listen to old-time gospel music that is pure in its content. According to Colossians 3:16, you say, why is that? Because, see, that's what God wants. Satan says, you pick. And I about have my belly full of this stuff of Christians. Well, it's my life. It is. Well, then you start sucking down your own air. Go create your own air and breathe it and leave God's alone. You better find some place to walk because this earth is His. And your body's made of His dirt. Some larger quantities of dirt than others. My life. Everything you do affects a lot of people and everything you do affects the magnitude of an awesome God. We're not to do what we want to do. That's Satan's goal. Hey, Satan doesn't care if you sleep in on Sunday morning, if you rob a bank on Sunday morning, if you do a good deed for a little old lady on Sunday morning, just as long as you don't show up at church. You say, why? Because that's what God wants, according to Hebrews 10:25. Satan doesn't care if you go to the Catholic Church, Pentecostal Church, Satanic Church, the church at Sesame Street. Just as long as you don't go to a Bible-believing church, a Baptist church, the right kind of a church. Why? Because that's what God wants, Acts 2:41. Satan said, do what you want. You do what you want to do. Point two. Then you're doing what I want you to do. Point three. Because I want you to do anything but what God wants you to do. Satan doesn't care if you read the Book of Mormon, the dictionary, Facebook, the newspaper, or the back of the box of Fruit Loops that you ate this morning. Just as long as you don't read your Bible, because that's what God wants you to do. According to Psalm 119, verse 16. Yeah, there are people in here, you read more of the cereal box than you read of your Bible this week, and you're not spiritual, just so you know. You can act like it, you can look like it, but you're not. One of the most dangerous things you'll do in your life, hey, when you're making decisions of a lifetime, you better be more spiritual than you've ever been before you dice up and hurt something that you shouldn't hurt. Satan does not care if you have sex before you're married with a pimp, a preacher, or a postman. Just as long as you're not pure as you can be. Why? Because that's what God wants. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4. Satan doesn't care if you meditate on Donald Duck, Donald Trump, an X-rated DVD, or some show on the television, just as long as you don't meditate on the Word of God, because that's what God wants you to meditate on. According to Psalm 1, 2. Say, I'd never go to a demonic church. You don't have to go to a demonic church. All you have to do is what you want to do all day long. And Satan says, you didn't need to join my church. As long as you're a good congregant, as long as you're doing what you want to do, I'm good with it. He said, and do it for your reason. You don't have to use my reason. Use your reason. Use her reason. Use his reason. You come up with all your reasons. He said, do what you want to do. Let's party. Come on, folks. Let's let our pride run loose. Hey, let's believe in ourselves so much. Let's just go ahead and pour it on. We only have one life to live. Let's live it up. Let's have it our way. By the way, there's some of you, the biggest problem that you have is you do what you want to do. Satan doesn't care if you memorize the phone number of every person in New Bern phone book. Or if you memorize the U.S. Constitution. Or you memorize the lyrics to Justin Bieber or Boober or whatever his name is, newest song. Just as long as you never memorize any scripture. Because that's what God wants you to do, according to Psalm 119:11. I don't think Satan cares whether you carry an NIV, an RSV, an NAACP, or a BVD Bible. He just doesn't want you to carry the old KJV. Why? Because that's what God wants. Satan doesn't care if you spend your tithe on your cell phone bill or McDonald's or drugs or send it to Joel Olstein. Just as long as you don't tithe to the local New Testament church like you're supposed to. You say, why? Because that's what God wants, according to Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. Satan doesn't care if you praise a rock group or praise a movie star, praise the preacher. Oh, just as long as you don't praise God, because that is where the ultimate praise is supposed to go, and that's what God wants. And Satan comes along and says, do what you want to do. Do what your flesh says, do what your mind says, do what you feel. Huh. But God said, you better do what I say. Psalm 150, verse 1 through 6 says, God deserves praise and honor and the glory. Remember, just do what you want. Because when you do what you want, you're doing what He wants. And what He ultimately wants is for you to do anything and everything except for one thing, which is what God wants. Satan doesn't care if you worship the sun. No threat of that for the next few days. I've got a feeling here while the storm's blowing through. Satan does not care if you worship the sun or the moon or Buddha or the devil or D.L. Moody. Just as long as you don't worship God, because that's what God wants, according to Romans 1:25. Satan doesn't care if you teach CPR or diesel mechanics or how to steal cars. Just as long as you don't ever teach anybody the Bible, you say, why? Because that's what God wants, according to Acts chapter 5, verse 42. Satan doesn't care if you lie to mom, or lie to dad, or lie to a bartender, or lie to the youth pastor, or lie to your pastor. Which, by the way, lying to your pastor is not a real good idea. Deceiving your pastor is not a good idea. But you know, Satan says, I really don't care who you lie to and who you deceive. And he said, all that doesn't matter to me as long as you don't tell the truth, because that's what God wants. Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. Satan doesn't care if you're mad. Hey, by the way, Satan doesn't care if you're mad at me at this point right now, or you're just too sleepy to pay attention, or if you're playing with your cell phone. He doesn't care what you're doing with your mind, just as long as you're not listening to every word that I'm saying. Why? Because that's what God wants. Amen. Yes, sir. Satan doesn't care if you lose your temper with your friends, or you lose your temper with your enemy, or you lose your temper with your leader, or you lose your temper with your follower, or you lose your temper with a gang member, or you lose your temper with your lawnmower, or you lose your temper with a ballpoint pen. Just as long as you don't demonstrate control, Christian dignity, patience, kindness. You say, why? Because that's what God wants. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 6. See, Satan's ultimate goal is not to get you to do what you want to do. His ultimate goal is not to get you to do what he wants you to do. His ultimate goal is just to keep you away from the one thing that is most important, is God. We think Satan's ultimate goal is to get what he wants. Satan wants to hurt God by hurting you. Satan, it's really, you know who's in the middle of the bullseye? God. God. That means this: if there are 100 ways, and if God's way is number 100, Satan comes to you and says, choose anything between number 1 and number 99. Go ahead. Satan says, I am going to let you pick any one of these 99 ways. Pick any one you want. But don't pick number 100, because that is the one I'm most concerned about. God's way. It's like this. If God wanted the church auditorium to be painted, God knows what color this is. Mrs. Owens, what color is this?
A woman, I can't believe this. I hope that's recorded, right? I hope so. I'm going to call it blue, and I know there's some woman say, this ain't blue. Well, that's why I don't pick out my own ties. But if God wanted this auditorium painted blue, Satan comes along and says, paint it any color. Paint it brown. Paint it green. Paint it yellow. Paint it juicy fruit striped. Y'all remember juicy fruit gum with all the... Paint it green. Paint it polka dot. Anything. Pick what you like. Pick what your wife likes. Pick what your husband likes. Pick what your kids like. He says, just pick... Let me give you a variety. Anything. I just pick anything. But there's only one thing. Pick any of them, but this one... Blue. So you say, well, I'm not serving the devil. Wait, what are you doing? Who are you listening to? Myself. Well, that's got you in a lot of trouble. Matter of fact, it had you on your way to hell to start. And just so you know, you couldn't pull yourself out of it. Somebody had to come along and ignore the fact that you couldn't pull yourself out of it. And you could never pull yourself out of it. Somebody had to send their son to die for you and be buried for you and resurrected for you. And to this very day, you don't even keep yourself saved. He had to do that. You say, why? He knew you'd screw that up too. I'm listening to me. You know, so if there are 100 ways of doing it, and God's way is number 100, Satan comes along and says, you pick anything between 1 and 99. Go for it. You know, Satan doesn't care how you plan to go to heaven. Get this. You say, I'm going to believe baptism will get me to heaven. Satan says, sure. And you say, I'm going to believe that church membership will get me to heaven. Satan says, cool. They still use that word, cool. Get this one. Groovy. Hey, I'm going to believe that speaking in an unknown tongue, a jibber-jabberish Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki kind of a language, I'm going to believe that's going to get me to heaven. Satan says, Burger King it all the way, baby. Have it your way. I'm going to believe that praying to Mary or Larry, or Harry, or any of those guys. I'm going to believe that'll get me to heaven. Satan says, sure enough, it's your call, bud. Sure. That ought to make good sense to you. You know how smart you are, and you know how strong your logic is. Sure. I know how I'm going to get to heaven. I'm going to give money to the church. Now, folks, this one I think is truly possible. Right now I need a new building. How much money do you have? Hey, at least I'll put some points in for you. You know, there are people out there that think they're going to buy their way to heaven. All the gold that you have could not scratch the surface of the value of what it took to pay your way to heaven. But Satan says, yeah, if you would like to believe that you can write a check or something, okay, I guess, all right. If you want to go that route, you can. See, I'm going to take communion. I'm going to take communion. That'll get me to heaven. Look, I'm going to drink a gallon of Welch's grape juice. And I'm going to eat a whole box of saltine crackers all in one setting. It's going to do more than mix you. It's going to do more than mix you up in life spiritually. That'll get me to heaven, as Satan says. Standing ovation. Matter of fact, you're standing... Give yourself a standing ovation because your pride is going to go before your destruction. Satan doesn't care which one you pick. I'm going to pick good works to get me to heaven. He said that one makes a lot of sense to the human race. Confirmation. He says, sure, sure. Confessing to a priest. Sure, Satan says. Satan says, look, pick what you want. Baptism, church membership, speaking in tongues, praying to Mary, giving your money, taking communion. good works, confirmation, confess to a priest. He said, pick any way to heaven you want. But one.
Trusting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and the finished work that He did on Calvary. He didn't want you to pick that one. Why? That's what God wants.
For some of you, what I'm teaching may be a little overwhelming because it's too true. You're saying, it's got to be more complicated than this. Think what you want. Decipher the sermon any way you want. Just don't take it the way God wants you to take it. Hey, did you know that Satan does not care that you will burn forever in hell, or that you'll never die, and that you'll always remember you could have gotten saved? I don't think he's real concerned that there'll be weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth in hell. You know, you may think it's all about Satan wanting to take you to hell, take you to hell, take you to hell, take you to hell, take you to hell. No, you got it all wrong. He just doesn't want you to spend eternity in heaven with Jesus. You think, oh, there he is. You know, the big horns and the long dangly tail and there he is. I'm going to take you to hell so you burn forever. I'm going to strap you to the most wicked and the most vile demons of hell. That's not how he's thinking. He's going to do everything he can to keep you from going to heaven because Jesus wants to be with you. That's what he's trying to stop. Satan wants you to do what you want to do. When you do what you want to do, you're doing what he wants you to do. Because Satan wants you to do anything but what God wants you to do. Can I recommend something? Let's not let our flesh, our pride, get the best of us. Pride goeth before destruction. That's my take on that verse. You say, I don't listen to Satan. Be careful. Be careful. Again, I really don't think it was Satan's ultimate goal that he be pictured as a vile, blood-drinking, massacre-minded individual. The Bible says that he makes himself look real good. And you know what looks best to the human race? Well, it doesn't matter. It's whatever you want. So remember, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. Have it your way. Then suddenly when we do, Satan says, come up here. Satan says to the Christian, hey, buddy, that's good. You didn't do what I want to do without the Christian. You say, I'm a good Christian. I won't even claim you. You can just tell everybody you're a good Christian. Just do what you want, though. And he gets what he wants. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. The first question is this: are you a born-again Christian? And just so you know, no matter what you have in your background in regard to what you call salvation, if there's not been a time in your life where you realize you were a sinner, a bad one, you could not save yourself, if you've never asked Jesus to forgive you of your sin, come into your heart and be your Savior, then you're not saved. If you've convinced yourself that your good deeds or maybe some baptism in your youth, and we're a Baptist church, but getting wet isn't going to save you. Are you a born-again Christian? Who here would say, preacher, I'm not saved. I'm not born again. I need to be saved. And I see it. I have to come Jesus' way, and that's the only way. But I've never been saved. Pray for me, preacher. If I died today, I don't know I'd go to heaven. Pray for me. I'm concerned about it. Would you raise your hand and say, that's me, I'm not saved. I need to be born again. Who here could say, by uplifted head, preacher, I am.
I've trusted Jesus as my Savior. I know I have. Can you raise your hand? Let God see it. Excellent. You may put your hand down. I believe there's some people that need the altar today. Oh, not because you joined a satanic rite. Not because you have 666 tattooed on your lower middle back as a tramp for the devil. Oh, not because you've been drinking blood, but because he's got you to do something more important. He's got you convinced by doing what you want, you were okay. Who here today would say, God has spoken to my heart? Would you raise your hand and let God see if God has spoken to my heart? You may put your hand down, and if you need a moment at this altar, you come. And I know our pews are packed. I know the aisles are small. You know, some of you, it's time for you to hit your knees every once in a while, even if you have to do it at your pew. You say, well, somebody might think I'm a sinner. Oh, well, we wouldn't want anybody to think that, would we? You might need the altar. If you can't come to the altar, kneel where you're at. Somebody here needs to say, I see it. We have simplified one of the devil's greatest devices today. You will be responsible for what you have learned. The pianist will begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Do you need the altar? Do you need your knees? Maybe you just need to kneel there and say, Lord, help me. I certainly don't want to do what the devil wants me to do.